Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Will the Red Sox make a comeback? It's certainly what Red Sox Nation wants, but it's an open question on many minds as the retooled team opens its 2013 season against the Yankees in the Bronx on Monday, after bottoming out last year. The Sox were last in the division last season, losing 93 games and winning just 69. For a look at what to expect in the upcoming season, we spoke with baseball analyst Glenn Stout and asked whether the Red Sox would be better or worse this season.
That is the $100,000 question. I think they're going to be different this season in that I think people are going to like this team a little bit more than last year's team, but I'm not absolutely certain the results on the field are going to be all that much different.
Why are we going to like them?
With Bobby Valentine gone, it seems as if things are a little bit more relaxed. And let's face it, there are some intriguing possible additions to the team, starting with the person everybody's talking about, outfielder Jackie Bradley. If he breaks camp with the team and comes to Boston, I think Boston fans are going to have a player to be excited about, you know, really excited about for the first time since, you know, a Nomar Garciaparra or a Mo Vaughn. He has that potential.
But there's no guarantee he's going to be in the lineup, whether he's going to go with the Sox to Fenway.
Right, there's no guarantee at all. I mean, I think if the Red Sox do include him on the roster and bring him up, I hope they bring him up to play, not just to hold a spot on the bench until other people get healthy. Let's see what he can do.
What about the other additions? Shortstop Stephen Drew, first baseman Mike Napoli, the new starting pitcher Ryan Dempster. How do you think they're going to fare?
You kind of hope that they all sort of fit in. I mean, Drew is the real concern because of the concussion issues. You know, he got hit with a pitch earlier this spring. He's still bothered by concussion symptoms. With Napoli, they're hoping to get some power from him, particularly important given the fact that David Ortiz looks like he's going to start the season on the bench.
But as I look at this team and I look down the road, I wonder if all of these guys need to have career years in order for the Sox to have a shot at the playoffs, because none of them are really consistent sluggers.
Right, but the American League East is not what it has been. The Yankees are having a lot of trouble. You know, something always seems to go wrong with Toronto. There's not the competition that there's been in past seasons. Theoretically, the Red Sox could get into the playoffs with 85 wins.
Do they have the starting pitching necessary to make a good run this season? John Lester gets the opening day nod. And, of course, John Lackey, the pitcher that Red Sox fans love to hate, is still on the roster and is still a starter.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a starting rotation with a single ace who's going to go out there and shut teams down every 5 days and win 20 games. It's going to have to be a collective effort, and collective efforts from starting staffs kind of worry me. I like to see a starting staff that does have that one big guy that you can depend on. That's something you really need when you get into the playoffs.
Let me ask about the field boss, the guy at the top, John Farrell, the former Red Sox pitching coach, the new general manager. He left the Toronto Blue Jays amid criticism about his leadership. Can he turn the Red Sox around?
This year he has an easy task because all he has to be is not Bobby Valentine. From a top-to-bottom standpoint, the team is in transition. It's in between waiting for guys like Will Middlebrooks and Jackie Bradley to develop. And in the meantime, you're filling in with guys like Napoli and Stephen Drew. I question whether or not John Farrell's just going to be able to sustain what might be 2 or 3 years of mediocrity. You know, there's an awful lot of impatience in Red Sox Nation, as Bobby Valentine learned.
All right, and what about the stands? After two very disappointing seasons, Red Sox Nation is a little disillusioned.
Yeah, they are a little disillusioned, but, you know, I think they also, you also have to look at it with some perspective. I mean, the last decade, you know, is the decade that many Red Sox fans waited their whole lives for. That's over now, and Red Sox fans have to prepare themselves, I think, to another team, to a team that's going to be dominated by new players, some of whom they might not even know the names of yet.
All right, I guess we'll see. Baseball analyst Glenn Stout, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Bob.
Glenn Stout is a baseball historian and author of Fenway 1912, The Birth of a Ballpark, A Championship Season, and Fenway's Remarkable First Year, which is now out in paperback.